we're heading to where I was kind of behind a wall after the shooting started, protecting myself. As I told you, I came out of the east door of the tower. I had been there to see a dean. You could hear lots of gunshot. I mean, you could hear, it was like 4th of July with fireworks for about 15, I'm estimating, because I really don't know how long. It could have been 1 minute, but it seemed like 15, 20 minutes of just constant gunfire. The way the stairs are gave a perfect hiding place when the shooting was going on. So right now, we're standing right where I was, like this, with my back to the wall and my head as close to the wall as it could get. Right here. That's one of the bullets of from the shooting. It was more rounded. It's, people have dug into it or it's just rotted away, but that's where it was. And you can see it's in the rock. It's not just the whatever you call the concrete holding the rocks. But yeah, that was one of the bullets. Because when I came back, I brought my wife. I never realized when it happened or right afterwards that I was shook up by it. I just didn't realize it. But I brought my wife that evening to show her what happened and where I was, and I showed her this. And then we got back in the car, I had an accident. I just stepped on the gas and ran into the car in front of me. So then I realized that it had a bigger effect on me than I realized. My first thought was it was a lover's quarrel. They had been coming holding hands, and I heard gunshots, and I saw them fall. God, no, you just don't think there's someone randomly shooting. Nowadays, you might, but back then, you didn't. And at some point, the cop said, "I'm going to tell you when to run out and get those people." He never got out and exposed himself, but he asked us to do it. You know, we didn't even think about it. We did what he said. We ran out there. Fortunately, the shooting was gone the other direction. We brought him here, and there's a window right down here, or there was. I don't know if it's still there. And they pushed the two kids through there, and that's how they got them to safety and took them to, I guess, the health center or Brackenridge, wherever they took them. I didn't want to be glorified for living or pulling them off. The people that should be glorified were those that were shot and wounded, and I always felt it was dishonorable to talk about it. Why me surviving and them? One of them may be dead, I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure the woman wasn't seriously injured from the nature of her wound. And I'm sure he was severely injured because it was in his back and he was bleeding profusely. I don't know if he lived or died. I've tried to find out and I've never been able to. You know, it was an event that shaped my whole life since. And a lot of that shaping was for the good. The mall over there where my wife, God, thank God, the one day out of all her schooling that she missed the classes, she was ill. She had been standing right where most of the people were shot. So she didn't come that day. And then again, it's kind of funny because I'm never over here. I was always at the law school, except that I've been called over to see a dean. Someone who sees and hears a lot of shooting or explosions today, the first thing they're going to think of is Paris, the schools, the theaters. But we didn't have that background. I didn't have 9/11 even. So your thought process is so different today than it would have been back then. It's something that's been with me every day of my life, and now with the mass shootings that are going on, it's more real than it was 10 years ago, and it's gotten harder and harder. They closed the tower, but then they reopened, and I'll never go up there again, but I did go up there about a year ago. Oh God, you can see down here very plainly. But I'll never go back up there. I just couldn't handle it. 50 years later, our legislature passes not only open carry, but forces universities to allow guns on campus. Not only didn't they learn, and haven't they learned from what all has gone on, but they've digressed. And anyone that would vote for anyone that is that idiotic shouldn't be allowed to vote, quite frankly. It's not a democracy when they can hurt innocent people. Okay, I've had my soapbox. Use what you want.